The program for Monday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. It certainly is our pleasure to be with you on this Monday morning. I invite your attention today to Exodus chapter 3. We find the most interesting section of Scripture here. This took place during the 40-year exile period in Moses' life, and he was taking care of his father-in-law's sheep on the backside of the desert near Mount Sinai or Mount Horeb. And while he was there, a most unusual thing took place. Let's read about that, beginning with verse 2. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Certainly this is a most profound, interesting experience that is taking place in the life of Moses. This bush that was aflame, but it did not burn up. And then the angel of the Lord, God speaking from this burning bush. As Moses drew near to see what was going on there, God told him to just hold it there, just back off, as it were. And he spoke there and he says, Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. And God identified himself. Take off your shoes, holy ground, separate. That's what we'd like to think about today and perhaps this week. Divine prerogatives, certain areas that belong to God and that are off limits to man. This word prerogative simply means an exclusive or a special right, power, or privilege. Divine prerogatives are all interwoven with the divine person of God, just who he is, and just who we are not. There are many areas that are actually off limits to man and belong to God. In the Old Testament, the temple and the Holy of Holies, where no man could enter save one, the high priest, and he only once a year, this was reserved for the presence of God, the mercy seat between the cherubim on the top of the Ark of the Covenant. God's Shekinah presence was there. And we read in Deuteronomy chapter 18, beginning with verse 9, about the children of Israel when they would come into the Promised Land and certain things that were prohibited among them. Among them was that they were not to practice divination, we find in verse 10. And there were not to be among them an observer of times or an enchanter or a witch or a charmer or a consulter of familiar spirits or a wizard or a necromancer. And then he says, For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Yes, the Canaanites practiced such things as they tried to communicate with the dead and the spirit world and to find out about the future. They were to trust God for the future. This was God's plan. Yes, I'm afraid today even some people that are so preoccupied and wrapped up in prophecy are almost practicing divination, trying to find about the future rather than trusting God. In Deuteronomy 29:29, Moses writes, The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Yes, the secret things belong to God. There are certain divine prerogatives that are God's. They are not ours. They're off limits to man. And we need to be humble before God and to recognize this. Yes, we're talking about divine prerogatives. Follow us tomorrow and we'll try to bring out some great truth. Thank you for listening today.